On the show today, we have PopIO's very own Mike Marist and Educator Creating's Kimberly Schmidt talking about how COVID has really created improved customer experiences, believe it or not. And educators, Kimberly Schmidt talks about how the video banking has really enhanced their member services with many anecdotes and some results to boot. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mike Marist from PopIO right next to me. Mike, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Thanks for asking. And then right below us here is Kimberly Schmidt from Educators Credit Union. Kimberly, how are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Oh, good, good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. And you guys are coming on the show today to talk about how PopIO and how video has really kind of helped you guys out, Kimberly, at Educators for sure. And it's been a huge thing. And I'm kind of biased on video because, well, this is what I do for a living. So, but that's a whole nother thing. I apologize for that. So we're talking today about how COVID is actually creating improved customer experiences. And then Educators Credit Union is an example of that, using video banking in your kind of the pandemic pivot, as we're all talking about these days. But before we get started in that, Mike, I'm going to start with you. So how has COVID created improved customer experiences here, especially when it comes to video?
Well, it seems so strange to talk about a global pandemic creating some positives, right? Which is kind of strange. But the reality of it is that this was the year that video banking was truly put to the test. A lot of our credits out there found that literally overnight, their branches were closed.
Yep.
And they were looking for answers, ways to continue to serve their members, ways to keep their branch staff serving members. And so we were excited to be able to step up and play a key role in really becoming a primary delivery channel for so many of those financial institutions. And we heard so many stories out there of success. We had a credit on the West Coast that their branches closed. They quickly cross-trained about 30 of their branch staff, and from home, all over video, wow, in a very short amount of time, that team did 3,600 PPP loans.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And you think about the business continuity that created, the way members continued to be served, the staff remained busy. And we just have so many of those examples. But we were out there, you know, trying to stand credit unions up in 1 week to get them a video strategy in place. Because again, their primary delivery channel, which was brick and mortar, was closed.
Yeah, yeah. And we got a wow from Kimberly on that story. But I'm sure your story is pretty darn good as well. So what was going on with you at Educators when COVID hit and all of a sudden, you know what, we got to ramp up our, you know, member service here and let's try video? Was that kind of the thought process here, Kimberly? Or give us a kind of a run through and what happened?
So around this time last year, we had just completed our project with PopIO.
Oh, okay.
And we had taken it in a completely different direction. So our first touch point with PopIO was going to be to offer some services where we don't have as many staff. So mortgages, investment services, and then we do an assisted car buying program. So we were using PopIO for our remote offices so that we could deliver those services to members in those branches, cool, without having to have one of our representatives drive all the way out there and then drive all the way back. Yes. So we were looking for that in-branch efficiency. And, you know, in March, we had just opened a new flagship branch, and that technology was the first place we were going to try this. So beginning of March, we rolled that branch live, and I went on vacation to visit my niece, mm-hmm, and got sent home in the first 48 hours of our trip. So we got back, and, you know, I'm welcomed back with a phone call from my boss saying, "Hi, you were out of the country. You can't come in, and we'll see you in 2 weeks." And then the next day, they sent everybody else home. So, you know, here we sit with our first agents working from home. We didn't have anybody working from home when COVID hit. And now we were kind of scrambling. Mm-hmm. So thank goodness I got a phone call from my account manager at Pop.io, mm-hmm. and they said, hey, couple lines of code, we can add this to your site, and we'll have you up and running in no time. So it was just great timing for us because we had already had the framework for the strategy. Now we just needed to get the link on our website.
Right. Now talk about a pivot. That's like a quick pirouette. Oh my gosh, yep. You guys acted like that, as a lot of folks did out there. And so Mike, can you dovetail off her story and say, hey, we'll give you this piece of code, put it in there and you'd be good to go. So give us.
Yeah, well, you know, taking a step back, we were really excited about that flagship branch location.
I bet they were.
Kimberly was. I mean,
we were really excited. It had a robot. It had some really cool stuff. Gosh. We were excited.
It was going to be cool. and the thing is that we were a centerpiece of that branch strategy. And a lot of creditors aren't familiar with our in-branch strategy. You know, what Kimberly was talking about. I know you've had us on your interviews before showing a phone and holding our hands.
So awesome.
Mobile video banking. But we also do the in-branch solutions where we're leveraging video within a branch location for the branch efficiencies and optimization like Kimberly's talking about. But that did. I mean, we had started the conversations mid-2019, and by March, well, we all knew where we were at. So mm-hmm. They were an example of us working together with Accrediting to make that pivot, to say, great, we have other tools to be able to deliver these same capabilities right outside of the branch. And they did such a good job doing that quickly. And their call volumes escalated rapidly. And I think it was just a really great story.
Kimberly, can you give us a couple of examples of how Pop.io helped you guys out, or just the video banking in general? Once COVID hit and you guys did this pivot and you got the ball rolling here. So how did you guys help out your members in using the video aspect of this?
My favorite actual story is just reviewing the videos after the first day we went live. So we went live with just a couple hours of service. So we were open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. And we only had a handful of agents starting out. Mm-hmm. And the thing I noticed when we first started reviewing those first few sessions from the very first day was the smile on our members' faces. So our members really missed coming into a branch and visiting with us and seeing familiar faces. So it was great to review those very first sessions and see the smile on the member's face when the video agent came on. And in some cases, the very first day, we could see a few agents that were like, oh, I know you, you work at my branch. This is great. Like, I'm working with somebody that I know. So those first few days when we were, you know, turning it on and crossing our fingers and hoping that our membership was going to respond to it well, we immediately saw smiling faces and members that were on social media saying, if you haven't tried this, go check it out. It's a great experience. It also allowed us to open accounts for new members. So a good portion of the traffic that's coming into this video banking are from members that would normally come into one of our branches to get started opening an account, and we're not open. They can't do it through the drive-through. This was a great way to bridge that gap with our members that couldn't make it all the way through the process with our online account opening process.
You know, that's our top use case across the country right now, is new accounts with new potential members. So that kind of falls right into that. One of the things that Kimberly has shared with us is a couple of screenshots of a few of those videos, those smiling faces that she's shown. And what actually stands out to me, Kimberly, when I look at those, and I've looked at them a little more closely because you've got a recorded webinar, is the smiling faces of your staff.
Yes.
So if you sort of zone in on that, you see the smiling members, but then you see your staff smiling and you can see how engaged they are and happy. And it's really a very neat experience on both sides.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, that's the great thing about video. It's the ultimate plan B in this scenario, you know? So, it's the connector, it keeps that bond alive. And as you were talking, the one word that kind of came into my mind was affirmation. This is affirmation that the credit union is there for those members. And the smile on the members' faces really confirmed that. It's like, oh my gosh, they're there. Okay, cool. You know, my money's safe and I can still do my transactions in a little bit different way now. But the affirmation, that's the word that kept popping into my brain.
Well, credit unions, you know, historically, if you ask them what made them different, what made them better than other financial institutions, they often say they're people.
Yeah.
No, their people make the difference. And, you know, traditionally, the only human delivery channel that credit unions really have had is a brick and mortar location. Mm-hmm. And so this is really expanding that human delivery channel, meeting members wherever they are and at their moment of need with all those great people.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Kimberly, can you, I don't know if you can quantify this, but do you have any like results or any type of numbers or anything like that as far as, you know, serving members during this time? I mean, I know the smiles on the faces says it all. I mean, we don't need to go any further than that, but do you have any other type of results type information that you could share that video banking helped out with?
Yeah, so the first week that we put the link out, we didn't do a whole lot of marketing. We were just like, all right, let's get our feet wet. We'll put it out there. And the first day, we were really surprised to see that 20 members found the link, clicked it, and wanted to see what it was all about.
Right on.
So the first week, I think we had 20 people the first day and 24 the second day. Mm-hmm. And we were celebrating at that point. We were like, this is great. Like, first week. You know, 40-ish people, we're good. Over the months, we just saw the traffic pick up. So after we had a couple weeks under our belt, we went ahead and started marketing and put some things out on social media. And then we went to full 5 day a week plus hours on Saturday. And we just watched the numbers climb. So way back in May, when we rolled out, we were celebrating the first month. We had 193 members that used the service. By summertime, we were at 759.
Oh my gosh.
So those first 3 months, it was just like a train picking up speed.
Yeah.
Then we finally got our apps in line. And once we rolled those out, in September, we saw our traffic jump from 950 in the month of August all the way up to 2,000 sessions in the month of September. So the addition of adding the mobile apps in just really made that a richer experience for our members. And now they can literally be anywhere.
Right on.
Sometimes we wish they weren't driving while they were trying to interact with us, but they can literally be anywhere. They can be at a park, outside, social distancing, watching their kids play at a playground, and they can rely on us for help.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really seen a big expansion, and we haven't hit our top mark yet. So every month, month over month, we've seen more and more sessions, and we have not seen a plateau at this point.
Wow. Well, it's my turn to say, wow. Oh my gosh. That's really cool. Great stuff. Oh my gosh. Great stuff. So what's next for you guys? Mike, I'll let you go first on that. What's next for you guys working with educators here? Because it sounds like Kimberly said, they haven't even plateaued yet. They're still on an upward trajectory. So what's next?
Yeah, well, I hope to see that robot in place at that. to be honest with you, but you know, I think they are going to see some significant results with the in-branch experience as well. You know, when that makes sense, we're seeing that growing across the country, and so you know, I'm sure that'll be part of the roadmap.
Yeah,
but you know, we're excited to see credit unions like Educators just prove this as a delivery channel. And it's becoming less and less of the Wild West.
Yeah.
You know, it's becoming much more mainstream. And as credit unions like this adopt it and prove that, like in their state, Wisconsiners love video banking, you know, that's another market where, you know, they're seeing older members use it. They're seeing younger members use it. You know, a lot of diversities, because we see adoption across all those demographics. And, you know, we're seeing it successful in rural markets and in metropolitan areas. And so I think it's just a continued scale of this. And, you know, and a lot of times the scale up is also product and services and support, you know. And so, you know, as they start thinking of new use cases and ways to leverage this to continue to support their members, I think sky's the limit when it comes to what they can do with video banking.
Yeah, no doubt. Kimberly, what's next for you guys with this?
So we, like I said, we rolled out the mobile apps and we're seeing really good traction there. There is another service that Pop.io offers that, being that I'm in charge of our digital banking platform, I kind of rolled my eyes when they were like, oh, did you know we could deposit a check by video? And I was like, yeah, we already have that in our mobile banking app. I think we're good. We had one of our branches that had a COVID outbreak and our CEO was actually working the teller line.
Oh my God.
Helping out members in the teller line. And when she came back, I said, oh yeah. She said, what else does Pop.io have? And I said, oh, they have this weird thing where you can deposit a check by video, but that sounds silly to me. Like we already have something in mobile banking.
Right.
And she said, no. She said, get more information on that one because I think that's where we want to head next. So a lot of our members like using our mobile solution, but we put check holds on. This gives the member the added benefit of actually working with somebody face to face so that they can discuss the check hold before it happens. So that's going to be our next project. Like I said, I went from eye rolling to a firm believer that this is going to be something that's going to be a differentiator for us once we get that up and running.
No doubt.
So
yeah.
Depositing a check by video, who knew?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, these are the stories that I really enjoy doing. When you first said, Kimberly, the smiles on your faces, not only from the members, but from the staff as well. I mean, I could have stopped the video right there and that would have been a success.
Yeah.
But then bonus, the trajectory is going sky high. And now you're going to do the video video check depositing as well. So, oh my gosh, it just keeps getting better and better. So congrats on all the success and even the overcoming all the challenges that we've experienced this year. And this video technology, oh my gosh, Mike, it's now the norm. Remember when we were all like fumbling around with Zoom and stuff back in March and April, and now we're all kind of PhDs in it now. So it's the same, sounds like it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. I even see my family members now. I have a family of five. Everybody's done a Zoom session.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing, you know, to think about, you know, dance classes and Bible studies and you know, everything's happening that way. And, you know, maybe it doesn't take the place, you know, for everything, but it certainly gets you that human connection. And when it comes to banking services, I think people matter.
Yep.
On both sides.
Yeah. And the video is really the ultimate connector here. When you have to do it in our situation, especially, you know, the video is just, it's just nothing better for right now. So Kimberly, anything else to add from your end as well?
No, it's exciting to see that we were able to grow this in such a short time. It was more affirming when we did our strategic planning, and this was something that we wanted to leverage even more in 2021. So I think that the sky's the limit for this, and if you haven't implemented it yet, you better get on board.
Give it a go for sure. Yep. All right, guys, I'll let you get back to work. I know you probably have plenty on your plate. So we will let you get back to work and keep doing the good things that you all are doing out there. So appreciate the time.
All right.
And congrats again on the success.